Josiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Josiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mr. Mark's Live, another Messiah's Branch national satellite radio program. We are broadcasting live from the foothills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 28, 2016. With Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. And I want to thank all our listener base that is worldwide in places like Australia, Guyana, India, the United Kingdom, France. That's just to name a few. And also in the United States, places like Plano, Texas, the Dallas, Texas area, Town and Country, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, L.A., San Diego, California, and of course, Wichita, Kansas, where our biggest group of listeners happens to be, at least in the after programs. But you folks that are listening live, guess what? I have no idea to tell where you're at. So maybe it's best if you don't want me to know to listen to live radio. Yuck, yuck. Anyway, it really doesn't matter if I know where you're at or not. I just know that you're out there, and I know I have a faithful audience. Anyway, if you need help with anything after the program, please call me. If you need prayer, you can call me for that also. If you, okay, excuse me, I was distracted. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And in an emergency, you can call me at my cell phone, which is 316-619-4886. Anyway, you can always find updates with our breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address, which is at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Our program archives can be found over there if you look on the right and scroll down. And scroll down, it says archives. And it says End Time Radio Archives. Well, I'm just for distractions today. I have my other people in here that are trying to give me messages and things while I'm on live radio, and I'm trying to communicate with you folks. And we're also trying to communicate with our guests that we're having on tonight. Don't worry, he's there, and he knows that we're going to be calling him. He happens to be in his office today instead of at home. But anyway, we'll get him on, even if it takes a minute. Now, we'll have a prayer, and then we'll bring on our guest, hopefully, prayerfully, right? Okay. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will, nor our guest's will. So please give us all ears and wish to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, until I get the buzz that says that my guest is on here, we'll talk a little bit. In fact, he sent me one of the most damaging things that I've seen that people aren't really realizing is that in this next in this next presidential election, what is going to be really important beyond the fact that we need to have some sort of conservative, the man that's elected, or I guess woman, if you will, with the woman, if you will, they will be probably appointing anywhere from 2 to 3 Supreme Court justices. And if we get all liberals, you realize how long a period of time that does it for, because they have that office until death. And so Anyway, we do have the guest on now, and so tonight's guest has been on with us many times before. In fact, he was on not last week, but the week before. And by the way, I'm sorry I wasn't here with you last week. I wasn't feeling real well, and so I did do the Prophecy Hour program, but I didn't do the Mission Watch, so I apologize for that. Anyway, our guest has been on with us many times before. He's an Army veteran. He served his country in Korea. He's traveled the country as an evangelist. And there's more to his story, and you can find that out at surewordofprophecy.org. Surewordofprophecy.org, which is also the name of his ministry. Well, tonight he's got a real interesting subject that he wants to talk about, and it's called God, Broad, the Greedy, and the Gullible. Wow, what a title. Anyway, welcome back, Steve Henderson. Are you there with me, Steve?
Maranatha, Pastor Dan. Thanks again for your invitation. You know, I really enjoy our prophecy-centered conversations. The great majority of believers don't even care about talking about prophecy. But, brother, you like to, and I just really appreciate your invitation today.
Well, amen. And, you know, I enjoy having you on because you do. You don't just center on one thing and do it over and over and over. You always have something different to talk about, and which is always really interesting, just like this. God fraud, the greedy, and the gullible. That's going to be really interesting. But I got to say something to you. I was commenting about that. You know, you sent me the email that said that Hillary Clinton might put Barack Obama in as a Supreme Court justice. Boy, that would be a real nightmare, wouldn't it?
Oh, we're in trouble. That's all I can say.
I don't know which is worse. I heard I seen other things that said that he was talking about trying to be the head of the United Nations. Well, they've never appointed an American to the head of the United Nations, but nothing at this stage of the game and where we're at in Bible prophecy, anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Because we see through, when we think we've got something completely down pat, then it changes. And so, you know, back to you.
Absolutely, brother. That's why I'm very, very careful about what I say or what I predict, because things can change on you in a heartbeat, you know. I know there's some that think that Obama is the actual Antichrist, and I've actually seen that propagated, and I kind of take opposition to that a little bit. Don't think he's the one, but he could be one of many. And John said a long time ago, there are many Antichrists here, hereby we may know it's the last hour. So if there were many back then, can you imagine how many there are today? My goodness.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I will stand up and say that, and I've had to many times because, you know, in what I do, you wouldn't believe the prophecies and the things that people send me over, you know. And okay. I've had many people send me some very convincing ones about, you know, Obama being the Antichrist. But when you look at the Bible, I just don't see it adding up. Back to you.
No, I'm afraid not. I wish it were that simple. But I believe that a prophecy and interpretation of a prophecy is a very, very hard thing. You have to be very hungry and thirsty in order to put together. But there are some things that I can put together, and the one that I put together this evening is quite an interesting thing that's going on in the realm of Christianity at our time, and I'd like to kind of bring that to the light and just make some aware some of the foolishness that I see in the name of Jesus out there at the moment, and I think it's a sign of the last days.
Amen.
So
bring on.
So as you're aware, brother, the prophecies point to last days when those who are believers will take on a form of godliness, but they'll greatly lack spiritual power. And so you can call it God fraud, if you will, for the moment. Their tactics that those, you know, they would bring in damnable heresies, and through those heresies in the last days there would be many who would depart from the faith, giving heed and attention to deceitful spiritual manifestations and doctrines originated by demons. And consequently, by believing in these religious frauds, many at the end would fall away by following after deceitful God frauds who seemingly transform themselves into angels of light. And so let me share with you one descriptive translation I think that puts it pretty clear. It says, "They're a sorry bunch of pseudo-apostles, lying preachers, crooked workers, posing as Christ agents, but sham to the core. And no wonder. Satan does it all the time, dressing up as a beautiful angel of light, so it shouldn't surprise us when his servants masquerade as servants of God. But they're not getting by with anything. They'll pay for it in the end. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, brother?
Yeah,
yes,
amen.
They may fool some for a season, but judgment is coming. And, you know, and that's how he masquerades, as he gets around and he gets these, you know, his cronies together, his demons together, and they transform themselves into apostles and lying preachers and crooked workers. And they are a sham to the core. And I'm going to share some of that with you here in a few minutes. The Bible exhorts us not to be ignorant, brother, of Satan's devices. In other words, find out how he deceives and be on guard for the devil's strategies. And the scriptures warn us of time and time again. The time will come when there will be people who they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have, I find this phrase itchy in ears pretty funny, they'll heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. And I am finding a lot of people out there that are gathering together in the name of Jesus that are doing some pretty amazing, really stupid stuff out there. And no wonder we have a hard time converting anyone to the gospel message anymore, because the gospel is a perverted gospel, and it's a gospel that that I believe we need to get straight, and we need to call out those who are preaching the false gospel. How about you? You think we ought to do that, brother?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to throw something in there right there. It just fits perfect. There is people out there that are promoting that the earth is flat and that the Bible says so. And, you know, I had cause because we had a brother that actually older gentleman that fell off and started believing it. And so I had went over and looked yesterday, and it led me to YouTube, and I was amazed at how many people are actually believing that the world is flat. I mean, I'm astounded, and they're saying the Bible says so. Wow. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, if they would know the Word of God, then it would be very evident that it does say in the book, the prophet Isaiah says that he sits on the circle of the earth, or whatever that may mean, you see. So,
yeah.
You know, I think if we get in the Bible, we understand Bible, we might be able to detour ourselves from those type of fables. Well, I'd like to illustrate a little about where I'm going with an article I found out of Johannes, South Africa, entitled "God Bless Your Credit Card." This is a pretty amazing article. It came out of a miracle crusade. It was held a few years ago by a very prominent TV evangelist, and whom I will not mention his whole name, but I will say this guy has millions of followers worldwide. And they think that he is God's anointed for this time. And it's amazing how many followers this guy has. And the writer of this news article was absolutely disgusted by the turn of events that took place in this crusade. And here's what he reported in it. The article says, he said that one American guest speaker, Pastor Todd, spoke about financial burdens and said 500 audience members would receive an exceptional blessing. He said that the service would yield millionaires and billionaires within 24 hours. Everyone had to donate $1,000 because an exceptional blessing rested on the $1,000 seed. This false guide apparently really had the congregation scrambling when he said, "This blessing will be poured out only for 2 minutes." And then he described what happened afterward. He said, "People stormed to the front, poor people, rich people, people from all sections of our society. And Benny's co-pastors, I only gave the first name. Benny's co-pastors apparently had credit card machines ready with that so they could take donations. Pastor Todd said that he would blast the people's credit cards and they would be able to rule over South Africa with their money. Eventually, there were no fewer than 1,000 people who made such donations. Furthermore, after Pastor Todd's collection of the $1,000 donations, Benny collected general donations. The local South African pastor, Furia, said, "It makes my hair stand on end." He said he could not live with his conscience if he did not speak to others about this possible trickery. He says, I'm not attacking them, but it just really gets my goat when people make unfounded claims when they're off with all the people's money, especially at a time like this when there is dire need. People run the risk of losing their faith in the Lord in this way. God will provide for your needs, but not your greed. Then Pastor Tommy Thurier said of the Johannesburg Church, he sent out an inquiry because he's so upset about the blessing that after a week, he wanted to know who, in fact, of the donors actually had become millionaires. You know, I could go on for 10, 15 hours, brother, with articles that I am pulling out of publications like this. You know, wow. Here you find a place in South Africa, and this is from a newspaper in South Africa from someone that would be referred to in our lingo as a skeptic, who was citing what had happened in this miracle crusade, and they had promised 1,000 people would become, millionaires, or I'm sorry, 500 people become millionaires or billionaires in 24 hours, and all they had to do was sow the $1,000 seed. And I guess there was a rush to the front of the crowd, and the people were stomping on one another, trying to get up there to get that exceptional blessing. And I don't think they ever found one of them that came out as a millionaire or a billionaire, and they promised it within 24 hours. Isn't that a sad thing?
It's really sad. Let me say this. You know, I mean, you got to instant, folks, and you have to instantly think that how can this man represent our Father in any way, shape, or form, let alone, you know, what a charlatan. I would hate, this man is going to stand before God, and, I pray for him. I lift him up in prayer, but that's what's been the problem. That's why the West is so unprepared for what is going on, because these TV evangelists tell them that everything's going to be all right. Just give me your money. Sit down on the couch. You don't have to do nothing. Your life's going to be beautiful. You're going to get a huge blessing, blah, 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 blah. And it's just such a scam. And it goes on and on, and I don't know how they get away with it and how they – because they have to keep finding new people, because clearly none of those 1,000 people got, you know, the million, became millionaires. So,
yes.
I don't know. Back to you.
There's a sad condition, a deplorable condition that we're entering into. And, you know, we've been set up. We've been exposed by a myriad of celebrities, both secular in our universities and those religious in nature, who are more or less just propagate that there's no absolutes, no truths when it comes to the whole truth nowadays. And it's tragic to say this is happening in the multitudes of our godhouses. And fables are much more appealing because it sells you a false hope in which it takes very little effort to get what you demand. It just name it, claim it, nab it, grab it, command health, wealth message that permeates our culture today. And now, unfortunately, the salt has lost its flavor and the light has become so severely shaded, no wonder we can't find anyone to become a disciple of our Lord Yeshua now. The spiritual Pied Pipers are playing a very pleasant tune to the ears, all the while intended to lead you straight down into the bottomless pit. And it's a very, very sad condition that the church is in today. And I think it's high time we start speaking out about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because really, you know, it goes to the Ezekiel scripture that talks about the watchman. You know, if we know about something that's wicked and we don't warn the people, then, you know, their blood is on our hands. And so we are required to do that. But, you know, there's another problem. We have a lot of the church that knows that these things are wrong, but they're afraid, we'll even call it politically correctness. They don't want to speak against a brother. You know, they don't want to speak out against it. And we should speak out against it. Otherwise, I believe we bear some of the responsibility. What do you think?
Well, I think God needs to be sending prophets in the land. You know, I think that's one of the problems. People are so afraid of being called judgmental. You know, judge not, brother, for you be not judged. Then they'll quote that thing to death to you, you see. And yet, we are called to be fruit pickers, okay? It says, by their fruits you will know them. And we can understand very clearly what kind of fruit is on the tree of some of these false prophets and false teachers. But, you know, the prophecies warn us to watch out for these wolves in sheep's clothing. And sadly to say, there are multitudes here in our midst, brother, those who are preaching outlandish falsehoods. And a tragedy is, as Peter declares, many are going to follow the destructive ways, but whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. And by covetousness, they'll exploit you with deceptive words, and that's exactly what is going on today. But, you know, he says, for a long time their judgment has not been idle, but and their destruction does not slumber. There again, there is going to be a payday one day for these religious imposters.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I couldn't even, you know, here a little while back, Steve, I found a real, I believe that everybody should store up food, okay? Well, yeah. You know, I looked around, you know, I believe that you should go to the store and do it slowly, but also, though, you know, the time's running short, and there's nothing wrong with buying dehydrated food. So, you know, somebody sent me an offer that said they would give me a percent of what everybody bought. There was a good deal, reasonable and everything, and I signed up for it, and I did 2 weeks. I started to promote it, and then it hit my heart, and I had to stop. I could not do it, even though it would bring money into the ministry, because I felt that it was wrong to tell people to store up when they needed to store up out of fear that it would be because I would be gaining off of it. And so I quit. So, you know, I don't know how these people can't be. Well, I can't judge them over being saved, but I don't see how they could be hearing at all from the Spirit. You know, back to you. No. You've got about a minute for a break.
No, brother. And in Florida, Lauderdale, Florida, there's a pastor there, Angel Fajardo. As he was preaching on Isaiah 60, verse 2, which says, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." All of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, gold dust, oil, and precious stones began to fall and appear in the hands of many present, including what appeared to be as diamonds. In a video entitled, "God Gives Gold Teeth," I just watched this last night, brother, and I watched this video, I was shocked. One of the congregants said, along with the smell of a dental office, God gave congregants gold teeth in the church. And then the video went around the congregation with a camera and showed several who had received a gold tooth for attending the service that day. And if you don't believe that, I put that on my website for your viewing under the title.
And that's the question. Because we're 30 seconds away from break, where can they find your website so they can see that and so I can see that? Where's
yeah.
that?
It's worth taking a look at. It's a surewordprophecy.org. SureWordProphecy.org, and I have a tab entitled Strange Doctrine, and one of them I put over there, there's a church that was just created, brother, I don't know if you've seen it or not, it's in the shape of a big high-heeled shoe. Did you see that over in Taiwan?
No, anyway, I haven't seen it yet. But I'll go there, look, we got to get out of here. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Boy, I just love live radio. I mean, you know, so many different things can happen. You can hear distractions. Like at the first of the program, I bet some of you folks heard I had Steve's website up in the background, and my son pointed out that it was playing music or something, and you guys probably heard it, even though I didn't. But so we get things like that. A couple of things before I go into a little about the Mission Church. I just want you to know that I've been talking with the people that wrote the book, What About the New Covenant? and it's really good. It's really done in my book that I received. And this book was so powerful that I'm using it at the mission church for a Bible study with the people in the congregation. Also, I received from Integrity Films, I think that's what it's called, Integrity Films. Yeah, anyway, this Decoding the Future, it's a teaching thing on Bible prophecy, and we're going to be talking to them here in the near future, too. So we got some new and exciting guests coming up for you. But now it's the time to talk about the Mission Church for a moment. Remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our Mission Church in Wichita, Kansas. And, you know, as I said a while ago, you know, I don't sell anything. My one attempt, it seems, to do it, and I was convicted in my heart that I couldn't tell you where to go buy storage food, even though now that I'm not making any money from them at all whatsoever, I will tell you, go to Wise Food. That's a really good place to get dehydrated food. But anyway, we don't sell anything. So how do we exist? You know, clearly the homeless and poor can't, you know, give us enough money to pay for what they do. And our small congregation, they don't have the money for it either. And so it comes from people like you, people that listen to us on radio a long time ago. It used to be people that was on my mail-out newsletter, but really the Internet has replaced mail-out things because people can get their news from there. And so the only people that support this ministry are really, well, about 90% are the people that listen to us on radio. And so that's why it's so important. You think, well, thousands and thousands of people are listening, and that's very true. But let's go with this. Thousands and thousands of people don't donate. You know, it just takes, there's only a few out of a thousand that would donate. So we need to get more listeners. The more listeners we get, then, you know, if for every maybe 1,000 listeners, we might prayerfully get one that might donate to support what we do. And that, what do we do? Well, you know, that's kind of hard to say. You know, we help the homeless and poor. People walk in the door, they ask for food, for clothing, for hats and gloves and over-the-counter medications. By the way, things that we all need right now. And now it's at the end of the month. It's the 28th of the month. And my regular people that donate to me all the time, they've already donated for the month. And so tomorrow, the Mission Church, we're going to be real short on donations. In fact, my wife was telling me today that she is at least $500 to $1,000 down. She doesn't know how she's going to cover it, of bills that has to be paid for the Mission Church today. Well, there will be some money that comes in at the first of the month to help pay for those things and prayerfully to pay for radio airtime, but they're due now, and we need that money now. So pray about it. Pray about supporting us so we can take care of the people that the Father sends us. You know, and you, like I say, you can help in other ways. Radio is where the support comes in. So pray about supporting radio airtime. You know, while you might get you get free radio by listening to podcasts and all those things, it costs to put those things up. And our program is a satellite radio program on KU Band Satellite. Goes out on an FM station. It goes out over the telephone. Many ways it goes out. And it's picked up a lot of places, but those things cost. I have to pay for airtime. So pray about supporting it. And, you know, those sponsors that you hear during commercials and things, you know, those are wonderful people. They buy commercials from the radio station, but that's radio station's money. Those aren't sponsors for Messiah's Grant. So I know a lot of you think that. Well, you've got sponsors. No, really, those are not sponsors for Messiah's Grant, but it is sponsors for American Voice Radio, which, by the way, you should go over there and check out their other programs. And you folks that listen on smartphones, their site's dynamite. It's completely set up for smartphones, and so it's wonderful. And those of you that are still on your laptops and on your desktop computers like I am, you know, it looks good for you folks, too. And you can hear, and there's lots of streams over there. Anyway, so why do so many people come to us for help? Well, you know, we give them a relationship. We're not an agency. We treat them as family. And beyond that, you know, we give them love, you know, and that is the key to everything. We give them love. We help them without judging them. And so when it comes time to need that miracle prayer, you know, whether it's for healing or to come out of the world, you know, they come to us because we haven't judged them over it. And so it works. It's a thing that has worked in it for 16 years. Anyway, we have no set guidelines like programs. People walk in the door and ask for what they need. This is why even the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. Isn't that pretty astounding? You know, we are the last hope for so many. And, folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Or you can call me at 620-878-4682. And now, hopefully, if you hadn't ran off and left us, Steve Henderson is still here with us. Are you there, Steve?
I'm here just to soak it in. The contrast of the gospel of truth versus the gospel of what we've been talking about. You brother, are modeling the true message of the gospel of helping others to be God's hands and heart. And I deeply commend you for that and admire you for what you're doing there. And I will be putting in an offering tomorrow in the mail also. So I would encourage your listeners to do the same. I can't think of a better way to spend some money, invest money in the poor and the afflicted, because one day that's what he's coming back to do. He's coming back to give reward. They may not be able to pay you now, here, but at the resurrection you're going to be repaid, brother, and you're going to have a big crown on your head. And God bless you.
Well, amen. Just a small response to that. You know what? The reason that other than the fact that he kept me up all night and told me to do it, maybe I'll let you interview me sometime so I can tell my story. But anyway, other than the fact that he kept me up all night to do what I'm doing, the hardcore fact is that I am so thankful for him saving me from what I was. And then giving me, then that I just want to serve him. And so we serve him by serving others. And I have a great love and fear for him. So, I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to be out of his grace. I love him so much for what he has did for me. And so I do it out of thankfulness to him. Anyway, back to you.
Absolutely, brother. And when we have that much admiration, we want to walk in his steps, because he came not to be served, but to be a servant to all. And we should emulate that in our own life. Great job, brother. And again, I am very thankful for what you're doing there in the Wichita area. Well, have you heard about the reality TV show Preachers of L.A.?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it, and, I went. But I'll let you tell them what they're about, but I thought it was kind of disgusting.
I'm telling you what. Here is what is being, it just appears to me the devil's doing an excellent job in distorting the gospel and the real gospel. This is an American reality television series that was premiered around the October 2013 on Oxygen TV. And these Preachers of L.A., it chronicles the movements of three bishops and three pastors in the Los Angeles area that are adherents to the prosperity theology, an offshoot of Pentecostalism, which portrays extravagant lifestyles of six wealthy Southern California mega church pastors and the possible message behind their lavish lifestyles. And in all of the segments, it looks like the L.A. pastors are glorifying money more than God. I mean, for heaven's sake, one of them, a pastor, one of the bishops there, said he had to buy another house because his wife's clothes couldn't fit in their first home, so he's going to buy another one. In every clip that I have seen, they're talking about sowing and reaping success. One bishop said P. Diddy and Jay-Z, they're not the ones who should be driving Ferraris and living in large houses. Another featured pastor on the program said, who was said to be so good-looking he must take out restraining orders from women in his church, concurs, the Bible says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And he's grinning as he admits with strong conviction, I believe that. And so he quotes Scripture saying that we should be prosperous and be in good health. But I think that, as they quote those scriptures and they're driving around their Mercedes convertibles and their eight-bedroom mansions alongside the Pacific Coast, it's a deplorable statement towards what our real mission in Christianity and our real pursuit is. You know, Son of Man, the foxes had holes and the birds had nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. And you have these health, wealth, name it, claim it, nab it, grab it pastors who say that being in God's grace is going to bring you prosperity, and it's a message that is sweeping a great majority of the Christian sector today. And, you know, Pastor Dan, throughout the scriptures, we see time and time Yahweh's prophets calling out that type of a thing. I remember one particular scripture, the prophet Isaiah didn't pull any punches when he told the leaders of Israel, his watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they're all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. They are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his own gain and from his own territory. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say he was talking to pastors in the year 2016. So what are these greedy dogs proclaiming today? Come, I'll bring wine, and we'll fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today, and much more abundant. You found that in the book of Isaiah. So how can something like The Preacher's L.A. become the most popular reality TV and program today? They're talking about doing an extension of this program in Dallas now, in New York, and Detroit, highlighting the preachers in these urban areas with their Lexuses and their high-rise houses and the lifestyles of the rich and famous preachers. How can this be? How is it that we can allow this type of stuff to go on without someone speaking out against it? It's just a very popular trend in Christianity that I think needs to be, people need to be speaking out against it. Maybe it's because we're either willfully ignorant or we're extremely gullible. And how can we be so credulous, so gullible to believe some of these things that these preachers are propagating? You know, I remember going into a convenience store one time, early morning, and seeing the headline, African woman gives birth to baby gorilla. And I remember sitting there at the stand, just laughing at that. They must have thought I was crazy but you know, people go down to that convenience store and buy that magazine and regard it as being the truth and nothing but the truth. By the way, Brother Dan, did you see that one here recently? It said Bill Clinton has been in contact with aliens. I think they're going to need all the help they need when they try to get Hillary in the office.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I know the magazines you're talking about, they put them right there.
You probably go out and buy them every week, don't you, brother, huh?
Yeah, I glance at them, you know. I mean, they're right there, you know, but I don't take them as a, you know, law. I never forget, real short story about one. I was helping this other ministry with their newsletter years ago, and I was reading their newsletter, and I come to a thing, and it had some really astounding story that sounded really good and made it sound like, Yeshua was coming, and it was just, I don't remember all the content, but I remember at the bottom I got, it said Source, Weekly World News, and I about went crazy. I picked up the phone, and I said, do you realize what you just quoted? And no, what's the Weekly World News? And I said, oh my gosh, go to the grocery store, man, you know.
Yeah, you better consider the source. That's what I always say. Always look at the source, because you're going to hear a lot of, even on YouTube, you know, you're going to hear a lot of real bizarre things that are being propagated by Christians over there that they regard as the truth, and they have some insight that no one else has, so they're going to put it on YouTube, and people buy into that. I remember one time when I was getting ready to do one of my presentations, the videographer said, did you hear what the Pope said today? And I had not heard. And whatever he was saying at that time, I said, well, I'll just use that in my video because that's just really great. It fits in real well. So I did a 5-minute spill in my video. Next day I'd start doing research on it and recognize that some guy had just did this as a rumor, and it got over the internet in a heartbeat, and hundreds of people picked it up, and so you better consider the source. And there's only one source that I know of, brother, that's reliable, and that's called the BIBLE, the Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Big amen. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, if I continue.
Let me say something a second. But that is the major problem. You know, people want to read so many other books about the Bible or about what some man says about the Bible instead of reading it for themselves. If they would just read the Bible over and over and over, you know, and pray about it, they would be led to knowing the truth of it, and they would recognize it. And so by knowing the Bible, then you can... When these things come up online, you instantly already know, well, that's wrong, that's bad, because it's against the Word. So we need people, do you hear that, folks? You need to read your Bible. Okay, back to Steve.
If we believe that comes straight from the Almighty, from your Creator, He set parameters for you to walk in. If you pay attention to Him, it'd be well with you. If not, you're going to wind up getting sucked up into some of this stuff that's going on. It's eventually going to bring you down into a very serious issue with God Himself when it comes time for the Day of Judgment. Just recently, I watched one very well-known TV preacher. And by the way, this guy's been around for 40 years on TV. His first name is Ken, or Kenneth, and I'm not going to say any more than that. But he told a church of several thousand, and who knows how many more worldwide in a television program, in speaking at a large conference, he told the packed crowd, in talking about, in the context of billionaires, he said, don't get disturbed now that I don't want you to get this wrong, but when he spoke of the three billionaires, yes, I'm one of them, and that leaves two more. And as the crowd cackled loudly, he said, now wait a minute. I'm saying this with a smile on my face, but I'm as serious as I can be. I've already appropriated that. I've been walking in that for a long time. You know, these preachers have been out in the open bragging. This guy's open bragging that he's a billionaire, and walking around like a rooster back and forth on stage, and telling people, hey, I'm one of these billionaires, and you got me here. You know, maybe we need a word from the Almighty. You know, the prophet Ezekiel would have addressed this generation in this way. And I remember seeing a verse here, or a couple of verses I'd like to share. When Ezekiel found this problem to be prevalent there in his day, he said, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, and prophesy and say to them, Thus saith Yahweh to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, and nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the brokenhearted, nor brought back that which is driven away, nor sought that which is lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there were no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through the mountains on every high hill, and yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word from Yahweh. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely my flock became a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Nor did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and I will call to cease feeding of the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more, and I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they no longer be food for them. If that is not such an appropriate message for our shepherds and the people who are in leadership positions of the church today, I don't know what would be a more appropriate message. Because it seems to me like little care is for the congregation, and they're putting more and more concern with their big fancy buildings with their stained glass windows and their pipe organs, and they're leaving the gullible, the ones who are putting money in that offering plate every week, thinking that the work is being done, and all they're doing is feeding themselves and putting out a bigger name and bigger commercials on the television programs. And it's absolutely disheartening to me, brother. And I'm sure you see it around Wichita with all those big churches that they have around there, and you have this little ministry over there trying to feed people. And I would venture to say that you get very little support from these big churches over there, do you?
We don't get any help from the local churches. There was one church that helped us for a while, and, you know, every Christmas, but they took took up a collection for us, but they took, I think it was 25% and kept it for themselves, and they quit. But and for a while, once in a while, we get some help from one of the little tiny, they're like home churches groups, but they're, you know, like messianic in nature, and once in a while, mm-hmm. and we get some help from them recently, and so that's pretty good. And I got, and one of my biggest helpers, and I got to commend him, and I'll let you talk, but I want to thank him today, and we call him, you know, the military guy, and he's been bringing us a lot of food and donations, and it's been a real blessing. But no, mainstream churches, they might say, oh, Pastor Dan over there, yeah, they're doing a real good job, but that's it, you know, words. And in fact, one of the biggest church in our neighborhood, they got this huge cross that shoots us clear up in the sky, and bowling alleys and tennis courts inside their church. Back to you.
Well, I am glad for the Word of God that it gives us good instruction. And it very clearly tells us, in the context of the gospel and what the gospel really is, you know, Jesus came down. We were doomed. We had a doomed destiny. And Jesus so loved us. And the Father so loved us that Jesus came down and did not come to condemn the world, but the world through him could be saved. And he didn't drive around some big Pope mobile, and he didn't, you know, he drove into Jerusalem on a donkey. And he didn't want any hype. He didn't walk around with a Rolex watch on. And he saw that his efforts will be made to save the whole world and to redeem them from their sin. And so Jesus died because he so loved us. He didn't have much all of his life. He's a carpenter by trade. And he walked around in very little to eat. A lot of times he's up on a mountaintop praying for those who he would die for. And, you know, the only one that really was concerned about money was Judas, and he wound up hanging himself. But the focus was in the salvation and saving and being the blessing of healing people. He came to deliver the brokenhearted, to bring deliverance, to help the poor and the afflicted. That was his whole purpose. And it ought to be our purpose today as a believer, is to be attentive. And how many one another scriptures do you find in the New Testament alone? Exhort one another, love one another, esteem others better than yourselves. But there's such a contrary gospel that's out there. It's self-indulgent, and it says just put your money in offering plate, brother, and man, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna promote this church, or we're gonna promote that program or something. When it's so clear to me, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Yeshua, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, it says in Scripture, he is proud and he doesn't know anything, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, and evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, who suppose, please listen, that godliness is a means of gain, from which type people withdraw yourself. And it says it very clearly in Scripture. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we run nothing in this world, and sure, we're not going to carry anything out. And having food and clothing, with these things we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and many have strayed from the faith in their greediness, pierced themselves with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, that which you are called, and confess a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And I'll close with that.
Amen. Sure word of prophecy, folks. Sure word of prophecy. Well, Steve, thanks for being on with me. I got to go. We're at the end. So, and we are in the end time. So, well, I guess it's appropriate. We'll see you later, brother. We'll have you back. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, Steve Henderson, always like having him on. I love having him on. He's always got good things to say, you know. Sometimes it's shocking, sometimes it's not. But go out and check his website out. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really need your help. Always, always, always be a blessing to others. But you must remember, there is only one God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next, till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.